Welcome to What Works. I'm James E. Powell, editorial director for TDWY and your host for this program. Between 2006 and 2011, the power demands of data centers will roughly double. That makes the increasing cost of powering your data center, along with floor space and cooling issues, important concerns for your business. In this program, TDWY's contributing editor Linda Briggs speaks with Phil Francisco, director of product marketing for Netezza Corporation. Phil explains how a data warehouse appliance built specifically for high-performance data warehousing can also be energy efficient.
Hello, Phil, and welcome to TDWY's What Works.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Fine, thanks. We're talking about a very timely topic today, the increasing costs and increasing constraints on powering the data center. Along those lines, I want to start with this question, Phil. How big is this issue of power costs and power constraints, specifically regarding data centers?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It's actually a big issue and one that's getting even bigger as we go forward in time. And I guess I would say it's not just power consumption in the data center, but it's power, cooling, and floor space, and those three issues coming together as a critical issue that that the large enterprises and technology companies are facing. And just to give you a flavor of the level of concern in the various companies, just in this past year, rates for electricity have risen by about 9%, which is the highest rise in electrical power rates in the last 25 years. That gives you one flavor for just how quickly rates are rising on electrical power, but also the level of power consumption itself inside the data center is rising pretty dramatically. So roughly between 2006 and 2011, it's expected that the amount of power that data centers consume across the country will roughly double. And so it will become much more of a factor in taking load from the power grid across the country. It's just something that companies have been struggling with over some period of time. I think, according to the Wall Street Journal a couple of years ago, they were saying that the amount of power consumption used by servers in a data center has risen by about a factor of 175% per year over the past 13 years. So from 1992 until 2005, roughly 1,400% more power use for data servers in the data center. And that's just the way for you to start to get your arms around the level of concern that people are facing. From a dollars and cents perspective that IT managers are facing and companies are facing, already companies like IDC and others are predicting that by 2009, the cost for power and cooling and facilities will be more than double the actual capital expenditure for equipment that they put into the data center. And so, it's become a pretty significant item that IT managers are concerned with.
That 9% rise in electricity usage per year, or over last year, Phil, is that across the U.S. an average?
That's a U.S. average for enterprise electrical rates, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually published just last month in CNN Money magazine.
What part do data warehousing appliances play in this issue?
So I think one of the things that data warehouse appliances can do is they have the ability, because of the nature of the way data warehouse appliances can come to market, they have the ability to reduce the overall power consumption and overall footprint that's required for a given amount of processing capacity in the data center. And that's really important in this day and age. The issues that that some of the customers are facing are fairly large, and the ability to have a unified product that combines the database, the server, and the storage technology into a single unit and does so in an economical package in terms of the power efficiency of the package allows for very high performance capabilities in terms of data analytics performance to be put into the data center very efficiently.
You're leading into this, but I wanted to ask you, as companies try to reduce power consumption, what are some of the challenges that they face?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So there's an interesting sort of, I guess I would say, struggle going on in data centers today. And one is, on one hand, you have the need for the enterprise to be much more competitive in terms of its analytical capability, its ability to rifle through data extremely rapidly to reach strategic and tactical decisions for the company. And be responsive to its customers ahead of its competitors. And so there's this drive for more, ever more processing horsepower, ever more ability to position the company more strongly based on deep understanding of the analytical data that, that they're collecting. On the other hand, you have this same pressure that I was just talking about in terms of the cost, power, the amount of cooling that's required to actually support the hotter and hotter technologies that go into the data center, and the amount of footprint or actual space within the data center that gets consumed by those servers. What is happening in the data center is I think fairly interesting. On one level, you have ever more performance servers, so higher performance boxes, the notion of using multi-core CPUs and moving into the multiple gigahertz sorts of processing capabilities, etc., to get the processing performance, but at a cost that is fairly significant, and that cost being the amount of heat that gets generated by those components. So customers then, to get that sort of performance into their data center, are faced with the need to be able to actually bring power to those devices and to provide cooling necessary for those devices that are being put into the data center. And that leads to some inefficiencies that we can talk about.
Can you talk about some of those inefficiencies?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So, you know, one of the areas that the people are always struggling with in terms of the ability to provide cooling capacity into the data center is how are they going to provide enough air conditioning or cooling ventilation to the devices into a given data center. And what various customers do goes along mainly along two or three different dimensions. One is they will underpopulate a given rack of gear. So even though a given rack of servers could support, let's say, 32 or 64 servers in a rack, because of the power consumption of each of those individual blade servers, if you will, they will reduce that down drastically in terms of the amount of processors that are put into an individual rack so that the cooling can be maintained for that rack. That translates into more footprint because it means for the same amount of compute power, I'll have to use more racks across the data center. A second way that they look to do that is essentially by skipping either rack positions in the data center, so they have empty space within the data center, or skipping rows within the data center. And then finally, the third way that people are looking to try to, I guess, amortize that compute power across multiple different applications is the move to more and more virtualization in the data center. So the need or the drive to use the same processors and the same servers for multiple different applications. And for general purpose use, that seems to be fairly efficient. So for things like file servers and email servers and other functions that go on within the data center, that seems to be a fairly efficient use of resources. But when you're thinking about data warehouse systems where you actually have to be doing analysis of literally billions and billions of rows of information to process the queries to find that needle in the haystack that you're looking for to drive your business forward, those types of architectural decisions run counter to getting more performance out of the system. So, again, I get back to that dichotomy or that tension that's happening within the data center for more performance versus more power and cooling efficiency.
When we talk about these huge growth numbers in power consumption, are there specific sectors where you're seeing or projecting growth most heavily?
Yeah, it's interesting. When we look across the sort of the market space, we see anywhere where there's a sort of a data-intensive piece of the industry, we see additional growth in the need for advanced analytics and advanced analytic processing on the data warehouse. And You can look at various sectors like telecom or into the, even analytics service provider space, into retail, into financial services. In all those various sectors and more, we see tremendous amounts of growth in terms of the amount of information that's being required to do the analytics, to get more fine detail on a company's customers, but also because of some various retention requirements that some of those companies are facing, the need to actually retain that information to be able to process it going forward. What that is, I guess what I would say that's translating to is that, again, this push for increasingly higher performance. So over the last 6 years or so, we've seen compute power or compute performance on that data increase 25-fold or so. But the efficiency of the devices that are running that compute power have only increased by about 8-fold. So you see this spread in terms of increasing wattage or increasing power utilization per amount of compute power that you bring into the data center, and it keeps widening as you go forward. And that's actually from an EPA report to Congress last year. So this is getting fairly broad level attention even to the level of Congress in Washington. The Uptime Institute, which actually has been looking at this sort of area for the last 12 or 15 years or so, is already saying that in 2006 companies were spending more on their power and cooling budgets and the overall maintenance of their systems than they were paying for the equipment. So according to them, we've already crossed over the point where the power and cooling costs exceed the cost of equipment purchases into the data center.
So these are some pretty significant challenges and getting some significant attention, it sounds like. How does Netezza address some of the issues we've talked about?
Well, I think that we have a little bit of a standing joke at Netezza based on sort of our corporate colors and our corporate logo, and we say that Netezza has always been green. But I think fundamentally, I think the important piece with the Netezza architecture is that because of the way we have architected the NPS appliance, we can be extremely power efficient. So we can provide, I would say, industry-leading performance on data warehouse and analytic processing of data for an enterprise at power budgets and space budgets that are significantly smaller than our competitors. And so it's very common to see an Netezza performance server be as much as two-thirds or even 75% more power efficient than our competitors for the same sort of application. And I'll give you a case in point. So at one of our customers, Orange, which is a mobile telco operator based in the UK, they were able to reduce the space required for their data warehouse from 26 racks down to 9 racks in their data center for the application that we're serving with them now. And they were able to reduce their overall power utilization for that same application by 70%. So, again, just showing the ability, because of the sort of fully integrated architecture that we have with the NPS appliance, the ability to reduce the power consumption and deliver, again, industry-leading performance for the customers.
Thank you, Phil. That concludes our report. I want to thank you for spending time with us today and sharing your insights on the data center power crisis.
You're quite welcome. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. To listen to previous audio reports, including selections from our sister publications, go to the TDWI.org homepage, and in the top menu, click on News, then Audio Reports.